Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on jacked breaks, intro swing, crisp transients, and dusty mids for jungle and old-school DNB vibes. We're going to build a break intro that feels alive, a little rugged, and properly ready to launch into a bass drop. Not gridlocked, not over-polished, but tight where it matters. The goal here is that classic drum and bass energy. The snare tells you where the pocket is, the transients cut through the mix, and the mid-range has that worn, sampled character that makes old-school jungle feel so good. Before we dive in, here is the mindset I want you to keep in mind. Think in layers of motion. One layer locks the pocket, one layer adds swing, and one layer adds grime. If a single layer is trying to do everything, the groove usually ends up flat. Also, prioritize the backbeat first. In this style, the snare is the anchor. Get that feeling right before you start piling on effects. Let's start by choosing a break and setting the tempo. For old-school jungle vibes, a good range is around 160 to 172 BPM. If you want it to feel more like standard DNB, go a bit faster, around 172 to 176. If you want the intro to feel heavy and halftime-ish, somewhere around 165 to 170 can be a sweet spot. Drop your break into an audio track and turn warp on. If it's a full loop with a lot of room tone, Complex Pro can work well. If you want sharper drum transients, Beats is often the better choice. The key here is not to overwarp classic breaks. A little natural drift can actually help the dusty jungle feel. Don't clean away the human imperfections too much. That slight wobble is part of the character. Now let's shape the break itself. For a jacked intro, you don't just loop the whole thing and call it a day. You want to edit the phrase so it feels intentional. You can do this two ways. First option, stay in audio and edit manually. This is great if you want the most organic feel. Find a clean one bar or two bar section, split around the kick, snare, and key ghost notes, and then nudge pieces slightly off the grid for swing. We're talking small moves here. A 5 to 10 millisecond nudge can matter more than a huge effect chain. Keep the main snare anchored close to the grid, and loosen the ghost notes and offbeat hats a bit. That contrast is where the movement comes from. Second option, slice the break to a drum rack. This gives you more control and is excellent for rebuilding a break phrase from the best moments. Right-click the clip, choose Slice to New MIDI Track, and slice by transient or by 1/8 depending on how chopped you want it. Then reprogram the slices in MIDI. This is especially good if you want to rebuild ghost hits by ear instead of just copying the original loop exactly. Now for the swing feel. Swing in jungle and DNB usually comes from a combination of groove, timing offsets, and velocity variation. Ableton's Groove Pool is a great place to start. Try something subtle like an MPC-style 16th swing. Apply it lightly to the break clip. Start with timing around 20 to 35%, random around 0 to 10%, and velocity around 10 to 25%. The goal is to get the break leaning forward without making it sloppy. But don't stop there. Manual swing is where it starts to feel musical. Nudge some ghost snares slightly late. Keep the main snare strong and near the grid. Shift some hats or shuffle hits just a touch ahead or behind depending on the groove. The main thing is contrast. Main snare locked, ghost notes loosened, offbeat hat slightly swung. That gives you the jack. If the groove pool isn't giving you exactly the right feel, try alternate swing sources. You can manually offset just the hats, or even copy timing feel from another groove clip. Sometimes stacking tiny swing decisions sounds more natural than one heavy groove setting. Next, we tighten the transients. This is where the break starts sounding crisp and ready to cut through a mix. A solid stock chain for this is EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and then glue compressor or compressor. Start with EQ8 for cleanup. If there's unnecessary low rumble, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. If the break feels boxy or muddy, cut a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If the snare needs more crack, a gentle presence boost around 3 to 6 kHz can help. Just be careful not to overbrighten the whole break. We want crisp, not brittle. Then use drum bus. This device is really useful for drum and bass. Keep drive modest, maybe 5 to 15%. Use a little crunch if the break needs more attitude. The transient control is the star here. Push it up enough to emphasize the kick and snare attack, but not so much that it starts sounding artificial. If the break already has kick weight, keep boom low or off. After that, add saturator. A little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, with soft clip-on, can thicken the sound and give the attack some edge. If the break is feeling too clean, try a warm saturation curve or analog-style clipping. The idea is density and bite, not obvious distortion. Finally, use glue compressor or a regular compressor for gentle glue. slowish attack, maybe 10 to 30 milliseconds, auto or fairly quick release, and a ratio around 2:1 or 4:1. Aim for only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You want the transients to punch through, not get flattened. Overcompression is one of the fastest ways to kill a jungle break. Now let's add dusty mids. This is the old school soul of the sound. We want the mids to feel worn, sampled, and alive, but not muddy. The easiest way to do that is with parallel processing. Set up a return track or duplicate the break and process that layer separately. A good texture chain would be Redux, Saturator, EQ8, Auto Filter, and maybe Overdrive or Dynamic Tube if needed. Use Redux very subtly. We're not trying to destroy the loop. Just a little downsampling or a touch of bit reduction can add grain. Then use Saturator again for a bit of extra edge. After that, use EQ8 to high pass around 150 to 250 Hz and low pass around 7 to 10 kHz. If you want more dusty bark, a gentle boost somewhere around 700 Hz to 2 kHz can help. Then use Auto Filter to band pass or gently low pass the texture so it can open up over time. This layer should be felt more than heard. It's surface grain. It's paper texture. It's the sound of a break that's lived a life. A nice extra trick here is frequency selective thinking. Keep the low mids controlled and narrow. Bring some presence into the upper mids, and thin the top end a little if the snare starts to get fizzy. That way the break stays interesting without stepping on the bass later. If your break feels too soft after adding texture, reduce the texture layer before reaching for more EQ. Dust is good, mud is not. Let's reinforce the snare if needed. In jungle and old school DNB, the snare identity is huge. If the break snare feels weak, you can layer a clean snare one shot on top. Keep it low in the mix and align it carefully with the original hit. High pass it around 120 to 180 Hz. Maybe give it a little body around 180 to 250 Hz if needed, and a boost around 2 to 5 kHz for crack. A little transient emphasis from drum bus or a compressor can help too. Another option is to duplicate the break and make one copy snare focused. High pass it more aggressively, add saturation, compress it a bit, and blend it underneath the original. That can work really well if you want a darker snare that still hits hard. Now let's make the intro evolve. A great jungle intro is almost never static. Think in bars. For bars 1 and 2, keep it filtered and relatively sparse. Let the texture layer be more obvious there. In bars 3 and 4, bring in more transient detail, a bit more hat energy, and let the swing become clearer. Then by bars 5 through 8, you can add a fill, a reverse cymbal, a little snare pickup, or even tease the bass entrance. Use automation to create that arc. Open the auto filter cutoff gradually. Increase drum bus drive slightly over time. Send a little more snare into reverb as the intro progresses. You can even automate utility gain or EQ settings so the break slowly unfolds toward the drop. A classic trick is the fake drop. Before the real drop, strip the groove down for half a bar or a bar, maybe to snare-only hits or a heavily filtered version, and then slam the full break back in. That contrast is pure jungle energy. For ambience, keep it controlled. Old school breaks often have a bit of room around them, but you don't want a giant wash. Use reverb on a return track with a short decay, maybe around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, a little pre-delay, and EQ it so the low end is cut and the top end is softened. Send just enough snare and ghost notes to make the space feel real. A short echo can also work nicely, especially if it's filtered and subtle. Try a 1/16 or dotted 1/8, low feedback, and keep it tucked behind the main drums. That can add rhythmic dust without sounding like an obvious effect. At this point, once the groove feels right, I want you to resample it. This is a classic DNB workflow and it's honestly a great way to lock the vibe. Route the break to a new audio track, record 4 or 8 bars, and then consolidate the best take. Once it's printed, you can see the waveform clearly, make micro edits faster, and treat it like a finished sampled loop. It also commits you to the groove in a really musical way. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, too much swing. If everything is late, the break loses its drive. Keep the main snare anchored and only swing select notes. Second, overcompression. If you squash it too hard, the snap disappears and the whole thing goes flat. Third, brightening the full break with a big high shelf. That can make it sound modern in the wrong way and strip out the dusty character. Be surgical. Fourth, letting dusty mids turn into mud. If the break gets crowded around 250 to 500 Hz, clean that up. Fifth, forgetting the low-end relationship. Even in an intro, the break has to leave room for the bass line. High pass if needed so the drop still has space to hit. And sixth, No variation. A loop that repeats unchanged starts to feel like a sketch. Even a small filter move, a fill every four bars, or a little send automation makes a huge difference. Here are a few advanced variations you can try once you've got the basic method down. Try ghost note reprogramming. Keep the kick and snare pattern recognizable, but rebuild some of the ghost hits by ear. Replace a few hats with short break fragments and vary the note lengths so the groove breathes. Try a half-time intro illusion. Make the first two bars feel half-time while the tempo stays fast. Emphasize the snare on the back half of the bar, reduce busy hats at the start, and let delayed hits imply momentum. Then when the full break opens up, the drop feels bigger. Try a micro call and response. Make bar 1 sparse and filtered, then bar 2 fuller with a snare embellishment or extra hat tick. Repeat that idea and you get movement without needing a full drum fill. And if you want the break to sound older without killing the attack, use gentle EQ cleanup, saturation, subtle redux, a bit of filtering, and maybe utility for mono control if needed. The trick is always the same: age the tone, but keep the front edge readable.